Okay, guys, we're recording here. We're live right now at Blades USA 24. We're sitting in the area where there's some coffee and some conversations, ISPs, asset owners, some blade design engineers, and of course, a lot of solution providers. I'm here with Polytech. Came over from Denmark on a world tour. You're heading back to Denmark. You're going to OMS in San Diego, so we'll be over there. Okay. So I've got Thorbjørn Rasmussen, Chief Commercial Officer over at Polytech, and also Mikael Drachman Haag. I got it right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. So Chief Technical Officer. So we have two of the great minds from the Polytech team here right now. Polytech, while they do a lot of different solutions, they have some lightning protection things, they sell to OEMs, sell to asset owners, all the above out of Denmark. They're really known for the L shells. L shells is a product that if you're dealing in wind turbine maintenance at all, you know that the leading edge is a problem. And the L shells were developed for offshore use originally,
yes.
Correct? And they have been installed some onshore turbines,
yes.
Some high erosion areas, or even people that are like, you know what? I think this is the solution. I don't have to touch my leading edges for 10, 15, 20 years. I'm putting the big stuff on. So you guys have been behind the scenes, behind the curtain, working on another kind of version of that, but adjusted specifically for onshore.
Yes.
Want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So we've taken all of the great learnings that we've had on the offshore products, and then we've taken and built on those innovations, and then redesigned a product that then is easier to install, comes at a lower price point as well, and really sets aside from the more, you could say, more complicated stuff that you get out in the industry. But while still having the great performance, yeah. And also then we don't need the material to cure at site, which we often see with coatings and other products. So I think we really try to say that all of the good things we have from the L offshore, we build in that into an L onshore product.
Okay. So I'd say, ask you, Thorbjørn. So driving this market, primary market research, as we call it, of course, in the commercial world, did you have asset owners come to you and say, hey, this is great, but we'd like this? Or is it?
Absolutely. We have been cooperating a lot with the ISP out there,
yep.
Getting feedback for installation method and what was actually difficult or less easy for the, let's say, the premium LA version. And then asset owners is when they take the decision very shortly sometimes, they want to run a campaign so it should be easy, accessible and so forth. And all that feedback has gone back to Michael and the department and try to make sure that was incorporated in the solution. And we can elaborate more on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say that it's feedback from the last 5 years from the field, mm-hmm. All over the world.
Yeah, the best kind of feedback.
What's happening?
Empirical data from the field is what we want to change things on.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We can test in a lab all day, and that's great. We need to do that. But when we get results back from the field, that's what we want.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the differences between the new onshore product and what the L offshore product was or is still. I mean, of course, it's still offered.
Well, I think that the primary part that really sets it aside is the thickness of the material itself.
Okay.
So the thickness of the material on the offshore product is thicker and thereby also having higher performance. But it also entails that we need to tailor make that product into the specific blade. So it really provides a high performance, the highest performance in the industry, but it had to be tailor made to specific blades. Now we set aside with a thinner product that is more flexible and can be installed faster. And can actually also be installed. Let's say it's not going to be tailor-made to the specific mm-hmm. blade, meaning it can be installed on all blades directly out of the box.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I think that's really one of the things that sets aside. What we then took as innovations as well is that we had the split liner on L offshore, and we took that great innovation and then we transferred that to L onshore for ease of installation as well.
Okay. That's huge. I want to touch back on the point of being able to install on different parts of a fleet, right? So in the United States, of course, we have large wind farms. That's a hallmark of kind of the market over here. And in those large wind farms, you'll see sometimes, I mean, we deal with it at WeatherGuard quite often. You'll see sometimes four different manufacturers of blades and two or three different subtypes of blades in a specific wind farm. And we just dealt with this one on one product. So if you have say, let's take an example, the new GE generation turbines, the 2Xs, right? 2.5, 2.8, 2s. They regularly come with 116 meter blades and 116 meter rotors, not blades, sorry, and 127. And within those two submodels, you also have TPI can make your blades, LM can make your blades. There's a bunch of different manufacturers. And there is little discrepancies between them. So if you had to have a custom-made solution such as the L shells or the offshore shells, it would be a little bit more difficult. Now,
yes.
With the onshore version, you're saying, hey, guys, you want to do a capital campaign? You want to install on 100 turbines? Here's the product. It'll work on every one of them out there.
Yeah. Yes. You just need to order the number of meters you need.
Okay.
And then the final adjustment right at the tip where there's a big curvature on the blade,
yeah,
that's the point where you do a small modification, but that modification can be done on site.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
That really, either blade make or turbine model, it really just can be fixed on anything there.
So let's talk a little bit more about the technical details of leading edge protection. So from an expert's standpoint, we regularly hear you should put on 4 meters, you should put on 6 meters, you should put on 10 meters. You could do 2 meters of shells or 3 meters of shells and this much of a tape or this much of a coating. If you had a wind farm, and I know every one of them is different, say I'm gonna put you in the middle of Texas, how many meters of this new product do you think you'd put on?
Well, it really depends on your specific turbine, right? So the bigger turbines will also require a longer length of protection. But what we typically do, and we can do that for any site in the world, we can offer a calculation,
okay,
a specific calculation for that specific site, that specific turbine, that allows you to exactly predict what do you need.
Okay.
So, and we will then be able to sell you exactly what you need, no more, no less.
Perfect.
Then there might be some campaigns where you fix the number to installing 10 meters because that fits within a day, a working day, and then it might be that is the right option for that specific site. It really depends based on the customer. But I think we try to deliver the calculations behind, but also the product that can then fulfill that need.
Yeah. So if an asset owner or an ISP or an asset owner and ISP in conjunction contact Polytech to say, hey, we're looking at your leading edge protection solutions, you guys can also offer the customer success support part of that too. Like, hey guys, we believe through calculation that this is how much you need. So when you're contacting you guys, you're contacting experts in LEP.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
They'll get a report that then says what is the expected length you need, but also what is the expected repair intervals, if there are any repair intervals. So that means that they can already now plan the predictive maintenance.
Yeah.
So when do you need to go and look at the blade again?
Yeah.
And when do you then need to maybe plan for repair?
Okay.
Again, depending on site conditions and turbine conditions.
Just a little caveat to this calculator. It's based upon two heavy input. The one is 20 years of weather data from NASA, simply put into a database, and then correlated with many hours in the wind erosion
tester.
The rain erosion tester. And then combining, of course, with verification on let's do this, and according to the new standard, and then having feedback from certain areas of the world saying we calculate this on this coordinate, how does it actually look after 7 years,
ground truthing it.
Yes. And then the service department of OEMs, the asset owner, has then feedback to us and then correlated together with us. Yes, it actually matches what we're seeing out there. A little bit less or a little bit more, but more or less matches. So we are pretty sure this tool is the right one for the asset owner. And the great thing is there's no price tag to it because we offer it for free.
Everybody likes free. It's where they get you at the end on the LEP product. Okay, so let's go back to this LEP product, a new one. You guys have, of course, been through the rain erosion testing. You've done your due diligence in the design phase and in the testing phase, but you've deployed it already as well, too.
Yeah, so we have already installed it in a site in Denmark. That was our first installation. And then later last year, we also installed it in, I would say, challenging conditions in Canada as well.
Okay.
Really to get the winter season across, so the cold temperatures. So we're going to go and inspect those turbines here in the coming months.
Okay.
As well.
So another thing I want to touch on here, and we talked about it a little bit off air, but we're all in the wind industry, and When you talk about aftermarket upgrades, if you're talking about, it doesn't really matter, VG panels, our strike tape product, the Polytech shells, any kind of LEP, any addition or add-on to a blade, they operate in a crazy environmental conditions. If you're listening to a podcast, you know this. It's in rain, it's in dust, it's in bugs, it's 300 kilometer an hour tip speeds, it's all these things. So unless those products are installed correctly, right? When someone gives you a set of instructions to install a product, please, please, this is begging the industry and all the technicians out there, please do it per the instructions. There's a lot of work that has gone into those instructions to make it so that the products last on the blade. What have you guys done with the new product to make it easier to install in the field, to guarantee that durability, longevity, efficacy of the product out there?
Well, so the split liner is really one of the things where we aid the operator in installing it correctly. What we also do is that we allow the product to apply it with a water film below, so you can squeeze out any air that might be there. I think that's a really benefit for a product like this. And then what we've done is that we've also selected materials that are robust against these different conditions that might be there. So low temperatures, high humidity. And then one of the other elements that we also found as being challenging is the edge sealant that is being performed on typical many products that we've removed from this product also to make it a faster
installation. So one
less step,
yeah.
Exactly. And you don't have this liquid chemical on site that needs to cure. Mm-hmm. So it complicates or removes a bit of complication in the product and in the installation. So less steps, less complicated,
easier
less
to work with.
Yeah. Risk of failures.
So of course we don't want to give away your secret sauce, but if you were to give me like the quick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, what does it look like to install and how does the product come?
Well, so if we take the product, then
it is right there, perfect.
The product here, right, is that's the product, that's the material that we have. So it comes as a flexible film,
okay,
about 300 millimeters wide, and it fits the blade perfectly,
okay,
the curvature of the blade. When we look at the adhesion method, then we have the split liner.
Okay.
So it comes here with a split liner that the first part in the sensor is removed, and then it's installed in the center, and then you have fixated the product,
yeah,
right, to the blade, and then you install the sides afterwards.
Okay.
And that can, what we've done so far in our sort of application environment that we have at Polytech in Wyoming, is that we've installed it in a continuous length as well.
So if you're putting on 6 meters, 8 meters, 10 meters, you're getting a roll of this basically.
You're getting a roll of that and then you install it in one piece.
Okay.
Of course, if you're hanging from a rope, it might be a bit more difficult to do, but from a basket, we've succeeded in installing it in a continuous length.
Okay, so like a traditional LEP product, you're making sure, I mean, you can't have Cat 2, Cat 3 bad damages on the leading edge. Those need to be cleaned up by a technician.
Yep.
Blade prepped, we'll do a little sanding, do a little alcohol cleaning, make sure the thing looks beautiful. Then from there on, do you need to, is it a spray bottle of water to put on there so you can squeegee it out?
Yeah, you typically spray water on the blade, but also on the product, because then you don't have that immediate tack.
Yeah.
And then this allows you to squeegee out any air bubbles that might be.
It's like putting window tint on.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, kind
yes.
of, right?
Yes.
And I think Americans are good at that as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Especially in Texas, everybody has tint on their windows because it's too dang bright down here. Okay, so the product itself, very interesting, different than what you feel in the rest of the market.
Yeah.
Right? I've never put my hands on an LEP product that felt like that. But you can feel that it would almost, so I'm talking rain erosion testing, that it would almost cushion against rain droplets rather than take a hard impact.
Yeah. And definitely that's where we're combining the thickness of that absorption power of the material, but also ease of installation.
Yeah.
So if it becomes too thick, the installation becomes a bit more difficult to do. So we are finding the right balance between that thickness and then the performance in the rain erosion tester.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, is it available now?
Not for serial delivery. Not today, but it will shortly be at least.
We are
working hard in our facilities in Wyoming really to make the product ready.
Perfect. Okay, so we've got the product. We're also going to shift gears here. We're going to talk Polytech for a little bit. So Thorbjørn, you're telling me that you guys are making some moves.
Yeah.
But just to confirm that in a short while is in a few months.
Yep.
In June, we are absolutely sure that we can deliver to the market.
Okay.
So that's why we're bringing it to the market now, so
get
people can
prepped.
Feel in touch.
Yep.
And get an idea. And then, of course, maybe plan for late season. We have been working from Europe towards US with travel, visit, and so forth. And we will continue doing that. And our normal staff is still available. We have strengthened a little bit. But we actually had a sleeping company in US, and we're probably going to reactivate that. Mm-hmm. In order to create also a warehouse situation that we can deliver with short notice out of US.
Of it, yes.
Yeah. And simply also, some of the feedback we've gotten is that ease the installation, ease the access, and have a decentralized warehouse situation in US. And we try to listen.
Yeah.
So within this year, we are planning to activate that as well.
Yeah, I mean, from a customer success standpoint, it's fantastic to have someone. I mean, Denmark and the U.S., you're 6, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours apart, right?
Yeah.
So it's nice to have someone here to help the customers have that warm, fuzzy feeling that probably takes right down the road.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Okay, guys, so we're nearing towards the end of what we want to chat about here, but I want to make sure that anybody that wants to see the product can get their hands on it. So we're at Blades right now. In 2 days, we're going to OMS.
Yeah.
You guys will be in OMS.
Yes.
OMS. And then we've got global shows coming up. We've got Wind Europe Bilbao.
Yes.
You guys will be there.
Yes.
Hamburg is, of course, the big one this fall. Will be there for sure.
Yeah.
By then, we'll probably see some more installations.
Yes.
Anywhere else that you guys are going to be that people can visit?
Yeah. Next week, we will be in Tokyo with the Japan Expo. Mm-hmm. Then we will also have a couple of smaller areas in Europe and of course in October, the annual fair in China.
Yeah.
We're also exhibiting there. Okay. So, and of course we will concentrate this year on this product launch, but of course you can always come by and hear about all the other solutions, of course.
So we've got, if we want to reach Polytech, of course, polytech.com, that's an easy one. If you got a technical question, are we giving out your LinkedIn?
I think it's best getting through the commercial guys first.
He likes to talk, right?
We need to focus on the product.
That's right. You got stuff to do.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to get a hold of Polytech if you need to?
It's simply to contact me or one of my business development sales team, the Mark Foley or the Thomas Nielsen and so forth. And but if you go to our website, you can find names and address, numbers,
Perfect.
Email address, etc., etc. So that's probably the easiest way, and you'll find me and my colleagues there.
Fantastic. So polytech.com, if you've got questions about the new LEP product they're putting out, the existing LEP products they have in the market, or any of those solutions, fellas, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We'll chat soon.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you.